When the federal tax overhaul law was signed by President Trump last December, Americans lost their ability to deduct much of their state and local taxes from their federal tax forms. As Governor Cuomo has said repeatedly, the loss of what's known as the SALT deductions harms taxpayers the most in relatively high-tax states like New York. Cuomo said in his budget presentation that it's complicated to change New York's tax code to try to make up for the loss, but it has to be explored.
Washington hit a button and launched an economic missile, and it says New York on it, and it's headed our way. You know what my recommendation is? Get out of the way before it lands. They want to shoot at our tax code the way it was. We change the tax code.
The first option detailed in the report is to substitute charitable donations, which are still deductible from the federal income tax, for a portion of the state income tax. It proposes setting up several state-operated charitable funds. They distribute money to things like health care, helping the homeless, and public education. Local governments would be authorized to set up their own charitable funds. Taxpayers would receive a credit for the donations and use them to offset their tax payments. Cuomo admits a charitable donation system could not make up, though, for all of the money a taxpayer might lose.
The tax credit would probably not be dollar for dollar, so you wouldn't actually get every dollar back on your taxes.
Another proposal would switch all or part of the state income tax for a payroll tax. The worker's paycheck would be reduced by an amount equal to what they owe on the state income tax. The employer would pay the tax instead in the form of a payroll tax, which the company would then deduct from its annual taxes. The report offers several scenarios on how to carry that out. The governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, says there could even be a hybrid of the two systems.
There are a lot of different options. This should be a benefit to taxpayers. That is the entire goal here, is to make it so that they're paying less federal taxes.
The report admits that the payroll tax could result in higher labor costs for some employers with unionized workers who've already agreed to wage levels in their contracts that can't be adjusted downwards and with the minimum wage laws. Tim Creamer with the New York State School Boards Association says while he gives the governor credit for trying to remedy the situation, there could be all sorts of unforeseen consequences in both options.
Those are sorts of things that people who are employers, like I represent, and people who have to pass budgets, causes a lot of confusion among the taxpayers.
Finally, the report recommends a third option, creating a new statewide unincorporated business tax, but that would only apply to certain types of pass-through businesses. And even if New York implements one of the options to help mitigate the impact of the loss of the SALT deductions, there's always the chance that Congress could simply pass new laws to prohibit the new arrangements. Mujica, Cuomo's budget director, says it's still worth a try.
If Congress wants to say that we can't do it, then no, they're entitled to do that, but we're going to do whatever we can within the confines of that law to find ways to protect New Yorkers.
Mujica says the governor and the legislature are on a tight deadline. They hope to have bills outlining the proposed tax restructuring changes ready in 30 days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.